I whoop Spider-Man's ass. I whoop Spider-Man's ass.
Anyway. Hello. Welcome to Pee Pee Poo Poo Time.
Welcome to both of us are having ridiculous fucking technical difficulties tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Really quick, Sarah and Brittany, please do not come for me that I just said it's Pee Pee Poo Poo Time, because they have like a series on YouTube called Pee Pee Poo Poo Time, and I don't think it's trademarked, but if it is and you're listening to this for some reason, I didn't just say that.
I literally wrote Pee Pee Poo Poo on my whiteboard today.
Nice. We're classy, ladies.
We're 12 years old. I'm just kidding. I'm going to be 22 in like 3 months.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I think. 2 months.
Crazy.
2 months.
Two?
Yes.
March.
Third. January, February. Beginning
of
March.
Oh my God. Oh my God. March is just around the corner.
Yeehaw. Anyway.
Yeehaw. Oh my God, guys. Okay. So, technical difficulties, as you know.
I don't even want to think about it ever again.
It's no, I'm going to talk about the bright side of it. So we're on Zoom, and I didn't realize that on Zoom, they have little, like, face filters. And so we're both little sprouts right now with cute little blush and, like, a little sprout on the top of our heads. And it's so cute. And now every time I look at Audrey, it's just, like, it's just adorableness.
Yeah,
and I
so
love it.
I basically, the past almost hour, I've been panicking because we've been trying to get this to work the way we normally do, which is we go on FaceTime. And then our microphones, like, always work. And then they weren't working. Addie's was, but mine was not. Well, I updated my Mac, and we have different Macs. So, like, I updated my Mac, and apparently FaceTime now allows Addie to hear me through my mic. But I can only hear Addie through my headphones if I plug them into my Mac instead of my mic, which is how I usually do it. But if I don't plug them into my mic, I can't hear myself.
Right.
So we tried for literally like an hour. I tried to fix the issue, try to figure out what the fuck it was. I was panicking because I thought either my Mac was broken or my mic was broken. Like, I thought something was truly wrong. Turns out it was just the FaceTime application, because the update ruined it, because now there's this whole like screen sharing thing. And I don't know if that just like fucks with everything.
Yeah.
But as soon as we hopped on Zoom, like, everything worked perfectly. So we're just going to be doing this from now on. It's so much easier and not a giant issue.
Yeah.
So
the joys of having to create a podcast long distance.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm and Christine have been doing this for a while because they used to live in LA together. And then Christine moved to, like, Kentucky, I think. And I just can't even imagine, like, how fucking horrible it was to see each other once a week or more and then have to do it remotely. Like, I can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then with the technical difficulties, it's just, it's a pain in the ass.
We figured it out.
I also made a hot chocolate, like, an hour and a half ago, but I've been too busy.
Oh, right.
Struggling.
Sip on that chocolate, girl. Go for it. Go piss, girl.
Fun fact, Macklemore has a piss kink.
Wait, hold on. Wait, is that real, or is that just like
I don't know, Justin told me, so I'm assuming it's real because I know he wouldn't lie to me.
I need to know more. Can we make the entire podcast about that?
Wait,
I'm
let me look
so
at it.
Let me look it up. About
hold
that.
On, hold on, hold on. Hey Siri, does Macklemore have a piss kink? Just kidding, I don't have Hey Siri turned on because I hate when things like turn on with your voice, like
Yeah.
The A word.
The A word?
Alexa.
Oh.
I don't even have one. I just hate saying it because it scares me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sometimes our Alexa just goes off randomly and she'll be like, all right, I will start playing this like random ska band. And we're like, no, Alexa, we did not ask you to do that. It's a little scary. You know what was truly frightening? When I found out that the Google Home like logs your like requests and you're able to like go back and listen to them. Freakiest shit of my life.
Great, because that's the one we have.
You're able to turn it off, I think.
Sorry, real quick. So I can't find anything on Macklemore, but Hitler had a piss kink.
Ew.
And I feel like
Hitler, not at a piss kink.
And I feel like that makes sense.
That does make sense. Fuck that guy.
I forgot, too, that I need to plug my Mac in because it's about to die. So that's cute. Imagine it dies mid-recording.
I plugged mine in for that reason because I thought mine was going to die. That would have just been the fucking icing on the shit cake.
Cherry on top.
It would have been the piss on the shit cake. Lots of pee and poo today. I don't know what's wrong with me, guys. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. There's going to be a lot of that in this. Just kidding.
Oh, I was about to say, what
actually,
the?
No, I talk about pee and poo a little bit. Because I'm disgusting.
I mean, that's just our friendship also. It's like,
that's so true.
A lot of our conversations revolve around, like,
pee and poo.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, do you have it? I mean, I hope everyone had a good Christmas. I don't really want to talk about it. I'm fucking over it. I'm over the holidays. I love you. I would love to know what you did for your holiday. I just can't handle talking about it right now. So maybe in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
We can discuss how our Christmases were. But
okay. For Valentine's Day, we can talk about how our
like, my Valentine's Day gift to you is I will allow you to talk about Christmas. Yeah, anyway, so I'm ready for this case whenever you are. If you have anything you gotta get it out now.
I'm redoing my room.
That's right.
That is all. Yeah, repainting, redoing the floors. My father, shout out to my dad. He just he rerouted the light switch wire thing so that way it's not like on the opposite end of my room. Also, really, I forgot about this last time. I was supposed to dedicate
I was thinking about the
27 Club podcast to my mom, and I never did that. I like said I was going to do it and then totally forgot about it. But
hi, mom.
Hi, mom, again. You get another shout out. Should we dedicate this one to her?
Yeah, this one's fine. It's not like gruesome.
So all right. Yeah, this podcast is dedicated to my mom.
So this is a paranormal case this week, and I know she likes those better than the murder cases, so I guess this will work out better in everyone's favor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's really anything else to address. Oh my god, wait, no, I did have one more thing to share.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I texted Addie this morning at like 6 o'clock because I had violent fucking night terrors last night. Let me tell you about it, okay? You were in it, and that's part of the reason I was so upset.
I was in it? Yeah. Oh no.
So basically, you and I were at some, like, it was like, have you ever been to Cracker Barrel?
Yes.
You know how it's like a store and a restaurant?
Yes.
So it was kind of like that, except it was a grocery store and a restaurant. But also, it wasn't separate, like, all the tables were mixed together.
Okay.
We were with my mom, my dad, and I think my aunt. And, like, we weren't eating. You and I, we just went to visit and say hello. Because we had already planned on, like, making dinner at home. And my dad was, like, insisting on taking us out to eat to a different restaurant after we're already sitting down at this restaurant. I'm like, Dad, no. Mm-hmm. We're going to make dinner. And then I got in this big fight with my family. So we go outside. And then suddenly we're in the Starbucks parking lot.
Nice.
So you know where this is going?
No, maybe.
So I walked to the parking lot, but it's the size of like a Walmart parking lot. It's not the size of a, you know, the 4-space Starbucks parking lot.
I just had a realization about what possibly where this is going.
Yeah. So we walk through this giant fucking parking lot, and there's like a corner spot where, you know, like the last spot to the left, I think. I was like, that's the spot. That's the parking spot. And I don't know what that meant.
Yeah.
But you were like, that's the parking spot? I was like, that's the fucking parking spot. Well, Trevor shows up.
Fuck off. Get out.
Not even kidding. And I could not wake up. I could not fucking wake up.
Oh my god, that's the worst.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this was
That's the worst. Yeah.
And so he comes over and he sits down and you get in the car. And you're threatening to, like, run him over and shit. You're like, don't you fucking touch her. Don't you touch Audrey. Get away from her. Don't talk to her. Don't look at her. Nothing. And so he's like trying to talk to me. And I'm just saying all this horrible shit to him about like how he fucked me up and everything. Basically, at the end, I got so fed up. And I was like, you're the reason I quit. Like, you're the reason I feel like I can't work in public settings anymore. You're the reason I'm scared to go outside. You're the reason that I'm scared of men. And, you know, like, scared of going out by myself and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up, like, beating the fuck out of him.
As you should.
Well, then somehow or another, we're at our house. You and I have a house together, apparently.
Nice.
And there's this, like, sunroom type thing. Like, a really old 50s sunroom.
Yeah.
We, like, opened the door, and it was a screen door.
Uh-huh.
And you get inside, and you lock it, and Trevor's, like, bleeding and shit. And you were just staring at me.
Oh, my God, stop!
And I was like, are you scared of me now? And you didn't say anything.
Oh, my God, stop. Stop.
Because
stop.
I had beat the shit out of him.
Why? What? I was mad at you for that?
No, you were scared of me.
Oh.
So, I like, literally the end of my dream was that you were scared of me, and that's what woke me up. And I started crying because I was like, Eddie hates me.
No.
And then I woke up and I was like, she would join in on beating him up. Who am
that's
I kidding?
I was just about to say that. I was just about to say that I would be, like, there with you. Like, bow, bow, bow.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, like, people came to help, but we were in a room, and it was all, like, glass windows, and everyone knew it was us, that like, or me, that had beat him up. So, like, there's all these people.
We're just standing there, like...
No, there's these people, like, gathering around, because I beat him up in a public parking lot. There's, like, children and all these people. Oh, it was awful. And, yeah, I woke up, and I accidentally woke Justin up, because I went in the bedroom just sobbing, and I curled up in bed next to him, because I slept on the couch last night, because he was snoring.
Yeah.
And so I was, like, I woke up and went in the bed, and I curled up. And I made him wake up just so he could hold me so I could cry.
That's his job, so yeah.
That was my night.
I'm so sorry. I'm trying to quietly open a Ferrero Rocher right now. Those are so good. They're so good. I got, I'm sorry you had that night terror. Also, I would never be scared of you for that. And
but also,
I
let me talk about
just...
my chocolate real quick.
I got it unwrapped, by the way.
Oh, cute,
no,
cute,
we get a pack of them for Christmas. That's all I was gonna say. I'm so sorry.
Those are so good.
I'm gonna put it in my mouth and shut the fuck up.
I can't breathe. I'm good.
You sure?
Yep. All right, so I'm gonna jump into this. So I'm gonna do the Eastern State Penitentiary in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And basically... this set up, like, the entire prison system for the country, and, or, like, the, I guess the whole history of it, because there's a backstory with two other different prisons before I can even get into the story of this one, because of the two before this kind of shaped the way the Eastern State Penitentiary turned out, and, yeah, so there's, like, a whole lot of backstory and stuff, but basically, it is a paranormal story, but there's more history, and to me, the way the prisoners were treated is more of a true crime than anything. Yeah, so this kind of shaped the U.S. prison system, and it kind of just goes to show that the U.S. prison system has been shitty for, let's see, 250 years. So, before we get to Eastern State Penitentiary, we have to go back to 1773 to the Walnut Street Jail, which was opened in Philadelphia in order to compensate overcrowding at the High Street Jail.
Okay.
So, in 1773, before the country was even technically founded, we're already having overcrowding at these prisons, which is a huge fucking problem. Mainly because it means people aren't being rehabilitated.
Right.
And that's a common theme throughout this entire thing.
Right.
So... the Wall Street Jail building was designed to house groups of inmates in large rooms, as well as provide a clean and safe rehabilitation center for inmates. It was the ideal blueprint for inmate reform. Unsurprisingly, there was absolutely no care for the prisoners' well-being or rehabilitation.
Right, that checks out.
Yeah, so the building was created for rehabilitation and cleanliness and all this shit, but then... it ended up being overcrowded and dirty. People were getting sick. Men, women, and children were all jailed together. So basically, like, they built it all for a show to kind of, I don't even know what their goal was. I guess it was kind of just show that, like, oh, we can do things on our own and be a country. Yeah. And, okay. like, people were still being mistreated. I get that they're criminals, right. but, I mean, even, like, really petty shit, what people were being treated so shitty.
Right.
So, every day, several inmates would attack each other, and rape and robbery were common occurrences. It was common for prisoners to die from cold and starvation due to lack of resources because they weren't being fed, they didn't have clean water, they didn't have clothes, and it's Philadelphia.
Right. There was, like, no, like, basic human rights.
No, not in the slightest. So, right. at this point, too, because Philadelphia is further north, it's gonna get cold in the winter.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So people are pretty much freezing to death. And because there's no clothes. They don't have clothes.
Right. Right.
So that's like
fucked.
Yeah. And that's obviously not great. So another thing that was really shitty, as I said, they didn't care about the rehabilitation of the prisoners. And the guards sold about 20 gallons of alcohol to the prisoners every single day.
Okay, so you're putting people in a situation where they have no human rights, no real structure at all, no form of rehabilitation, and you're also going to be feeding them alcohol, which right. is only going to
make, like, everything worse.
Right, exactly.
And to be fair, it was like the 1770s, so I guess they really didn't know that alcohol was as dangerous as it is.
Right, but, yeah, I guess
but
that's
it's
true.
Still like they weren't supposed to have it, and it was right. for a reason.
Right.
So that obviously was causing a lot more aggression because people, like, there are angry drunks, there are violent drunks, yeah. there are depressed drunks. Like, the suicide rate in these jails back then was very high. Yeah. And having alcohol was not helping that. 20 no. gallons is a lot of fucking alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I lost my place. Oh, so most people came out of the prison being more inclined to criminal activity than when they went in.
Right.
The Quakes... Oh, sorry.
No. I was gonna say, like, you know, a similar thing happens still to this day. Like, a lot of people do come out and they actually are rehabilitated, you know,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people are able to...
Move on.
Get back on track yep. with their lives, right. But there's also, like, a lot of people who don't and who just end up staying in the system because there is no actual rehabilitation happening. Right. It's just like putting people in a cell for 20, 30 years and then they come right. back out and they don't know anything else. So they go back to what they were doing before.
Obviously, it's an issue with the rehabilitation system. If there's right. overcrowding, if there's, like, if prison's as horrible as everyone's making it out to be. So, the Quakers of Philadelphia, which they were, like, the cool ones, the Puritans were the assholes.
Mm-hmm.
So, they came up with a penitentiary concept, which was to be a place of true reform and where prisoners could reflect and learn from their actions.
Mm-hmm.
So, a group of Quakers began the Philadelphia Society for Alleviating the Miseries of Public Prisons, and that was just later called the Pennsylvania Prison Society, which is so much easier to say.
Yeah.
In 1790, they built the penitentiary house in the courtyard of Walnut Street Jail.
Mm-hmm.
And that became the first state penitentiary in the country.
Okay.
It included several single cells with 9-foot high walls. And the windows at the, like, the windows of the cells were at the very top of the walls, touching the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
I have in a later note that a solitary confinement cell in a different prison was 8x12,
mm-hmm.
but I found, like, the average solitary confinement space was 6x9, so I don't know,
okay.
like, what the size was, but regardless, it's still not a big cell, regardless if it was mm-hmm. 8x12 or 6x9.
Mm-hmm.
So, each cell had a mattress, a toilet, which was a privy pipe, and from what I understand, is just, like, a hole in the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, it's, like, the 1790s. And then they had a water tap, so they didn't have a whole lot. Inmates were separated by sex and severity of crime. Workshops were created to occupy prisoners, and abusive mm-hmm. behavior was no longer condoned. So, basically, gotcha. The guards wouldn't do anything if people were attacking and murdering each other in the prisons.
Right.
Like, that was just okay.
Why? That should never be okay.
But now they're not allowing it. So...
Finally.
Finally, right? unfortunately, those in solitary confinement were not allowed to participate in the workshops because mm-hmm. they needed time to reflect on their behavior. But being by themselves all day drove them fucking nuts, not to mention it's absolutely cruel.
Mm.
So they thought that by leaving them in silence in by themselves was like a peaceful thing, giving them time right. to think and reflect. And they didn't know back then how awful it was, but they also kept this going for 100 years.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just a fucking disaster. So as a population of the prison grew, because they're not reforming people and people are getting worse and just going back to prison, only a third of the inmates in solitary confinement were actually able to have their own cells. Resources became even more scarce, and other prisoners were forced to sleep naked in a common room.
What?
So instead of, like, having an individual cell, they basically ran out of cells, and they only gave, I believe they just gave the worst of the worst individual cells.
Right.
And then they had people sharing these tiny 8x12 cells.
Oh, no.
And then if there was no room for you, they would literally just stick you in, like, this giant room.
Right.
With everyone. Like, the original plan, how it was just, like, one big room. And everyone was to be rehabilitated right. together.
Right.
So.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And they ran out of resources. There's not enough clothes. They're all just, like, naked in this room together. Right. So I'm sure there's feces and urine everywhere. It's dirty. Right. It's moldy. Right. It's sweaty. It fucking smells. So. Because people in solitary were losing their fucking minds, they were given 8 hours of piecework a day, which is basically like the typical jobs that you see in movies and stuff where they have sewing jackets or
right,
like making shoes, stuff like that.
Right.
So the people in solitary were then given 8 hours of work a day to kind of occupy them so they're not going batshit fucking
insane
crazy.
By themselves in a room. Yeah.
Yep. So, seeing as the inmates were no longer in solitary confinement as needed to be truly reformed, the Eastern State Penitentiary was opened on October 25th, 1829. So, where shit hits the fan. You wouldn't think it by the beginning, okay? So, Eastern State is considered the worst, the world's first true penitentiary.
Okay.
Because the Walnut Street, they weren't able to accomplish what they wanted to because they couldn't actually do solitary and shit like that. So Eastern State was built to be a true penitentiary of reform.
Right.
So that's why it's the first true penitentiary.
Okay.
Each inmate was to have their own private 8x12 cell, complete with a toilet, running water, central heat, and a skylight, because they wanted the inmates to know that God was always looking down upon them.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's going to think that.
Well, it's 1829, so everyone does think that.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, right it's now, still very, very early. So, outside of each cell was an 8x16 private outdoor exercise unit with 10-foot-high walls. So they each got their own exercise yard. Their personal exercise yard.
Right.
It was required that the warden visit each inmate once a day, and a guard visited each inmate at least 3 times a day to check up. Prisoners, however, had to work in silence. They had to wear hoods, like potato sacks, when they were outside of their cells so they couldn't identify the guards, where they were going, shit like that.
Mm.
And the only object that they were allowed to have was the Bible. That's the only literature they were allowed to read. And guards wore felt on their shoes to ensure that they were completely silent as they walked. Because basically the entire principle of the prison was to be completely silent in order to give the inmates a quiet place to think about their actions.
Oh. Oh my God, I would hate that.
Well, people, like, legitimately go insane from silence.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you start hearing things to fill in that space.
Right.
And I forgot to write this down, but I read somewhere that the walls were 20 inches thick.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So, not a lot of noise at all.
Right.
So, the original design of the prison was to build 7 single-story cell blocks and hold 253 prisoners. But by the time cell block 3 was built, it was already overcrowded.
Oh my God.
In 1833, so 4 years later, Cell block four was created as the first two-story block in the prison. Five and six were finished in 1835, and they resembled the two-story design of block four. We have six cell blocks, and three of them have two stories.
Gotcha.
The completion of cell block seven in 1836 marked the conclusion of the original construction, and in total, the penitentiary contained 450 cells. So it was initially supposed to hold 253, but then the next four that they built had two stories. So now there's 450 cells. So basically the way it was set up too is instead of having the floor of the second story be the ceiling to the first story, they kind of had it as a big hole. So the only ceilings were the cells on top of each other, and they had a catwalk for like people to bring the food by and shit like that. So what they did with the catwalks is instead of stacking the cells directly on top of each other, they stacked the catwalk directly on top of the cells and then had the top cells moved back. So then that way it was like one big open space going up.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Instead of having it, but it's hard to like picture.
I know. So just picture like a giant wall, and then
right
on the top floor of that giant wall, like half of that giant wall, it's set back a little bit to be like a balcony.
Okay.
Basically, the second store has balconies to overlook the first floor, because what they wanted was for like the space to be open and bright.
Gotcha.
The reason that they did that was because they wanted to make the prison look like a church.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yep. And so they added like a barrel vault ceiling, which is the round cathedral like ceilings. Mm-hmm. And by the time the building was complete, it was the largest and most expensive public structure in U.S. history. And at the time, it cost over $780,000, which today would be $20 million.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Lots of money.
And is that just for construction?
That's just construction. That's not even including resources.
Right.
So in 1842, my man, love of my life, Charles Dickens, visited the prison because it was one of those things that people visited because it was so huge and it was supposed to be this new big thing of reform and rehabilitation and blah, blah, blah. Well, Charles Dickens visited and he spoke out about it, about the mistreatment of the inmates by saying, quote, "I am persuaded that those who design this system do not know what it is they are doing. I hold the slow and daily tampering with the mysteries of the brain to be immeasurably worse than any torture of the body."
I would have to agree with him.
I also have to agree with him.
This place is set up.
So by the 1870s, Eastern State was overcrowded yet again, and four new cell blocks were added in between the existing wings in 1877.
Oh, wow.
So
they just keep adding on to this thing.
Yes. I don't even know if I, like, explained how the cell blocks were set up. Did I not write that down? So it's a big circle, right, in the middle? And then it has, like, points of a star going off of it, basically. So each cell block spins off of the middle. They can see what's going on in every cell block.
Gotcha.
So what happened with these new cell blocks is that because the corners of each cell block were touching, they had to put cell blocks in between those two and build walls instead of like taking down those corners. And so they ended up having to put mirrors all throughout the walls and shit so they could see what was happening in each new cell block.
Gotcha.
It's kind of like when you go to the store, how sometimes they have those round mirrors on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
It was like that, except they were giant wall mirrors, so they could see all the way back. The private exercise yards that each inmate was supposed to have eventually were eliminated, and prisoners were allowed to exercise together, but only if they wore the hoods over their heads, like the potato sacks, basically, and they had to be completely silent. They couldn't talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually the inmates became desperate for human contact, so they began communicating through vents and by tapping on pipes.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
which makes sense.
Yeah. Unfortunately, if they got caught, they would get in a shit ton of trouble. And this is where the torture comes in. So the reform plan of Eastern State completely banned corporal punishment. But the guards completely disregarded that rule. And it's very well recorded that they would design their own forms of torture and devices of punishment.
What the hell?
And
that wasn't in the job description.
Many, 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 many inmates were murdered by these punishments. So I am going to run. There's four.
Oh, jeez.
They're not as bad as, like, medieval torture, but they're not.
Not great.
They're not family friendly. So the first form of torture was called the water bath. What they would do is they would dunk inmates in water. And then they were hung on a wall outside in the middle of winter until ice formed on their skin.
Oh, my gosh.
And they would die from hypothermia. They would get frostbite. All kinds of health complications from that, obviously. There was one called the Mad Chair. And what that was a chair. And it bound prisoners by the limbs. I couldn't find specifically. I think it was probably wrists and ankles. And they would bind them for days at a time with no food, and they were so tightly bound that best case scenario, they usually had to have their limbs amputated.
That's best case scenario?
Best case scenario. Because they thought that, I read something that doctors thought that if too much blood was rushing to your brain, that it would like cause you to misbehave. So they thought if they could stop blood flow, that it would. The face you're making is hilarious. I'm sorry. It's not funny. Like, this isn't funny, but your face is hilarious. Because this is what I looked like reading this.
Yeah,
so they thought if they could slow down your blood flow, that they would stop your misbehavior. Because it's slowing your brain down.
Humans are so stupid for so long.
I know.
Like, oh man.
Them bitches be crazy.
Yeah.
Seriously. This next one, it's called the Iron Gag.
Oh no, that doesn't sound good.
So basically, a person's arms were tied behind their back, and then there was this iron collar with a literal iron tongue attached to it. And so the collar was wrapped around your mouth, and the iron tongue would sit on top of your actual tongue. Then the back of the collar, it was like a U-shape almost, and so there were chains on that were tied to the binds on your hands and arms, and so anytime you would move, it would choke you. And there was one recorded case that this guy was wearing it, and obviously it's probably not fucking polished iron, so this is probably not the first or only time this has happened, and this is pretty graphic, but they left a guy in the iron gag. And they came back to check on him, and he was dead because he had been trying to escape from it. And the iron tongue part had sliced his tongue up so badly that he died from blood loss, and he asphyxiated on his own blood.
Oh my gosh.
It's brutal. So, and like these guards are making this shit up.
Right. This isn't what they were told to do or anything. Like, they were they decided to, like, take matters into their own hands.
And this is something you'd hear in, like, Victorian England. Like, this is not something that I would expect to hear in almost 1900.
Right. Right.
The last one, it's not, like, graphic. It's just horrible. It was called The Hole. And basically what it was is it was a cell under block 14, and it had no light, no air. You couldn't exercise, there was no toilet, there was no human contact, and you were only given a small amount of bread and water every day. So many people died in there from just, like, I'm sure there was mold, bacteria growth. Like,
yeah.
There's no toilet, you're rolling around in your own shit, you're sleeping in your own shit. So by the 1920s, the isolation system had been completely abolished due to overcrowding again. And the prison held about 2,000 prisoners. So when it was built, it was supposed to hold 250.
Wow, yeah.
After the 7 blocks were built, it was 450, and then they built a couple more cell blocks. But no matter what, still no way is it supposed to hold 2,000 prisoners, especially right. in an 8x12 cell.
Right.
Two people can't live comfortably in an 8x12. One person can't live comfortably in an 8x12 cell. I mean, unless it's like, you know, a dorm room, like, you know, and actually rehabilitating people, that'd be different.
Yeah.
Whatever. Windowless cells. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that. They were just so desperate to build more cells that they just stopped putting windows in them.
What happened to God looking down on them?
Well, because some of them were, like, on the first floor.
Right.
So they
didn't
get skylights.
There's no way to do that, yeah.
So,
but, like, no windows at all?
No windows at all, like, in some of the cells. So, and sucks. The thing is, too, is the cells were built to have, they had, like, a metal grate door with a hole to get your food passed to you.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was a big, like, slab metal door that rolled.
Gotcha. So it's, like, double.
Yeah. So you can't even see anything.
Yeah.
It's pitch black in there all the time.
Oh, man.
And there's no hole in that first slab door. It's
right.
literally just like a full iron door that rolls open. And then you get like a grate for a door with a hole in it to get your food.
Right.
So
and that's your human interaction for the day.
Yeah. No, seriously, because you were only allowed to interact with the guards like when they came to see you and you weren't even allowed to talk to them.
Right.
So, yeah, windowless cells then became punishment rooms because they realized people were going insane and it was horrible and torturous. So, yeah, so those became punishment rooms. And then by 1923, all female prisoners were then relocated to a different prison because overcrowding.
Mm-hmm.
In July of 1923, Leo Callahan, who was in Eastern State Penitentiary for assault and battery with attempt to kill, teamed up with 5 armed inmates who somehow got guns. They made a 5-minute crafts ladder, and they used it to climb over the wall. I thought you would laugh at that.
I breathed out my nose.
Oh, okay.
I'm just also, like, I just got very tired all of a sudden, and I'm also, like, listening to, like, hear what's continuing to happen.
Okay.
So I was, like, in the zone of it, but that is funny.
So they used their five-minute crafts knife?
Crafts, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they used their 5-minute crafts ladder, and they used it to climb over the walls after holding up a group of unarmed guards. So they basically, like, threatened them with the guns that they had.
Gotcha.
Or the knives, if they made, like, 5-minute crafts knives in there. Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
But regardless, they had weapons. These guards did not. They held them up. They threatened them. And so they were able to, like, get up and over the wall. Well, here's the thing. Everyone but Callahan was caught and apprehended, but to this day, no one knows what happened to Callahan.
Oh, shit.
He was never found. So,
uh-oh.
This part is fucking hilarious, because nothing bad happens. In 1924, a dog named Pep was given a life sentence at ESP, because, allegedly, he had killed the governor's wife's cat. His inmate number was C2559.
How long? Okay, get him out of there. What is he doing?
There's, like, other reports that say, like, he was adopted into the prison to, like, as, like, a therapy animal.
Okay.
But either way, it's fucking hilarious because he literally has a mugshot. And his inmate number is C2559.
Yeah, he got a number. He was admitted.
He
was, like, fully admitted.
Yeah. So that's just a little fun fact.
The only bad dog to ever exist.
Only bad dog. No, Paisley with her little inmate thing.
Oh, yeah.
I should dress Paisley up as Pep for Halloween.
Bad dog jail.
Bad dog jail. In 1933, a riot started over insufficient resources and overcrowding.
That makes sense.
Shocker. That adds up. And what happened during this riot was inmates set fires in their cells and they destroyed all the workshops.
Oh, jeez.
The following year, another riot started over low wages, and they started fires again, and they also short-circuited electrical outlets.
Oh, wow.
On April 3rd, 1945, a group of 12 men, led by Clarence Kleindienst, escaped through a 30-meter tunnel that they had spent a year digging.
Wow.
Notorious bank robber Willie Sutton was part of this group. Do you know who he is? He robbed, like, 50 banks, and he was a great escape artist, but he was part of this group, and he only escaped for 3 minutes before getting caught.
That sucks.
I bet it took him longer to crawl through that fucking tunnel than it did than he spent, like, caught. In, yeah.
Yeah.
Clarence went 3 hours before getting caught, so he was, like, the leader of the whole group.
Gotcha.
And the other 10 were recaptured within a few months. In 1956, Cell Block 15 was created as the first fully electronic block. It was known as Death Row, though no one was ever executed at Eastern State Penitentiary.
Mm-hmm.
Cell Block 5 was created so that the guards and prisoners were separated at all times.
Oh, what?
Because they didn't want the guards near the... Because, like, the people in 15 were on death row. Gotcha. And they had, like, these trolleys to deliver food.
Gotcha.
So they had, like, this cart that they would push and shit, but it had, like, electric doors that opened and all this shit, so... In 1961, an inmate named John Klausenberg caused the largest riot to ever occur at Eastern State. And I couldn't find any information on, like, what really happened here.
Mm-hmm.
But I read that he tricked a guard into opening another inmate's cell, and then John and this other inmate overpowered the guard. And I'm assuming they unlocked several other cells after overpowering this guard, because... The next thing it says is that it took many, many hours before a large force of police, guards, and state troopers could control the prison again.
Why is that guard like, oh, sure, I'll just...
That's what I want to know.
For you, like...
But honestly, they deserved a riot. After everything they've been through, they deserved to fucking riot. This riot in particular caused discussions on whether the prison should stay open or not. So this was kind of the big turning point, finally.
Yeah.
Mind you, this is 1961. So this has been 200 years.
Yeah. Long time.
Since Walnut Street.
Right.
In 1965, it was named a historic landmark, and it permanently closed in 1971. During the time of operation, the prison held about 75,000 inmates, including Al Capone, who, by the way, got an entire fucking hotel room.
Oh, what?
They gave him a desk, they gave him paintings, they gave him... a chair, a mattress with nice bedding. They gave him a lamp. They gave him a house plant because he paid them to.
Right.
But it's fucking Al Capone. Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
So yeah, over 100 inmates escaped, but the only inmate to never be recaptured was Leo Callahan. As I said, to this day, right, I mean, he would be over 110 years old by now, so he's long gone, but no one knows what the fuck happened to him.
Right.
Two guards and several inmates were murdered in the time that it was open. And the prisoners who didn't die from disease, malnourishment, and mistreatment died of suicide. So if...
Very grim.
Yeah. So not a great place to die or be or live or... Yeah. So now we're going to move on to the hauntings. Eastern State, like I said, there's not really a whole lot on the hauntings. As I said earlier, too, the entire prison system was a true crime in itself, so you're getting both today, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of paranormal stuff is history, so it's kind of like, you gotta pick your battles, buckaroo.
It goes hand in hand, yeah.
Eastern State is the most haunted prison in the United States, which, not surprising. And a lot of this is just, like, based on what people have seen. It's not all been reported. There was a Ghost Adventures episode that I was going to watch, but I just hate Zach Bagans so much. He bothers me. I was going to watch it. I really wanted to just for the sake of the podcast, but he just is so annoying. And I hate Zach Bagans more than I love you guys, so I'm sorry. You can watch it yourself. So the first person to complain about paranormal activity, surprise, surprise, was Al Capone, and he was there for 8 months between 1929 and 1930. He said the ghost of James Clark, who was a victim of the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, would visit him. If you don't know about the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, basically it was this big gang shooting, and Al Capone was never convicted for it, but basically everyone knows that he sent his men to, like, shoot these 7 people.
Gotcha.
So every night Al Capone would scream at Jimmy to go away and leave him alone. But he was allowed to not be silent, though, so that's fine, I guess. Fuck right. You Al Capone,
get out of here, you deserve to be haunted.
So So basically what's being implied here is that like one of his victims is haunting him.
Boo-hoo.
Boo-fucking-hoo, get over it. An inmate named Joseph Taylor murdered fellow inmate Michael Duran in 1884 before sneaking back into his cell and just going back to sleep. And okay. Joseph Taylor's ghost has been seen wandering the halls to this day.
Oh, man.
Not the guy he murdered. Joseph Taylor.
I mean, that would make sense, though, because he, like...
Everyone, I don't think many people got out of that prison alive, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, so Joseph Taylor just kind of wanders like a creepzoid.
Yeah, because he got unfinished business. Shouldn't have killed that guy.
This one's fucked, because this is kind of where everything hits the fan paranormally.
Okay.
In the 1990s, a locksmith named Gary Johnson was restoring cell block 4 because, like, the penitentiary is open for, like, tours and shit, and so they're trying to get it all together and whatnot, mm-hmm. and just kind of keep it from falling apart because it
yeah.
is actually just, like, in terrible shape. And as he was removing a 140-year-old lock from a cell door, a force gripped him so tightly that he couldn't move.
Oh my
God. He described it as a negative, horrible energy that exploded out of the cell. So basically, he took the lock off and, like, all of this negative energy just, like, came right out of the cell. He then said that pained faces appeared on the walls and one called out to him.
Whoa. That's insane.
So after Gary had unknowingly released these spirits... Many people have reported seeing tormented faces and hearing loud whispers in cell block 4. And oh, wow. now, like, people will see, and they're just on the walls, like, giant faces. So that's fucking terrifying.
That's crazy. I've never heard of anything like that.
Yeah. It's like Pandora's box.
Yeah.
In the watchtowers, many people report to see the silhouette of a guard, which is probably one of the two who were murdered there.
Mm.
In one cell block, I couldn't figure out which one it was, visitors have reported hearing cell doors open and slam shut repeatedly.
Mm.
On the catwalks on the second floor, someone caught a shadow figure on camera. I think this was Ghost Hunters, not Ghost Adventures. They felt temperature fluctuations, and they picked up a male voice on an EVP saying, quote, I'm lonely.
Hmm.
Throughout the prison, visitors and staff have reported disembodied screams, cries of pain, ugh. Whispers, and sadistic laughter.
Oh, no.
Which is just that disgusting. That would send
me over the
That's
edge.
That's nauseating. That
would... Yeah. No. No.
Other sounds...
Like, the screaming... Sorry, I'm just,
no,
like,
no, don't apologize.
The disembodied the screaming screams. Would be terrible, but, like, also the laughing is what would, like, scare the hell out of me. I mean, it would all terrify me, but, like, the laughing is what would really get me, I think.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's all fucking horrible. All bad. Other sounds throughout the prison are those of moving furniture, cell door handles jiggling, footsteps, and objects rolling across the roof.
Ooh.
Which, I don't like. What the fuck is rolling across what? The roof?
Yeah. No.
People
no, thank
have
you.
Felt tapping on their shoulders. They've seen orbs mm-hmm. and unexplained streaks of light. They've felt the overwhelming feeling of being watched and heavy feelings
Ooh, no.
of dread.
No.
So it's just all gross.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense, though,
oh, of
because
course.
That whole entire, like, the whole existence of that prison was just absolutely
Horrible.
Awful. Like, from its beginning to its end, like, there was never any... Like, I mean, I don't think that there's ever any peace in any sort of, like, prison or jail or anything.
Not in the States, no.
No, not in the States. But it just, like, especially this place, it seems that there is just, like, a large sense of evil happening there. Like, with the guards in the very beginning, like, doing their own stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I feel like a lot of it was just how horrible the guards were.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, the
and just how overcrowded it was, and the silence, like, no.
Silence is the most fucking terrifying thing, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'd prefer, because I'm not afraid of the dark, I don't like not being able to see is my issue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But silence is so fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Because psychologically speaking, like, your brain will make up sounds to fill in that space. Yeah, it's just, it's too much. It's too much. I can't. One spirit is seen in the older part of the prison, I'm assuming one of cells 1 through 3, and is a shadow figure that stands completely still, but if you approach him, he runs away.
No, no, no.
I think that's, like, the least creepy.
Who's approaching? Who's approaching? Okay, yeah, but, like, also, like, they had to have figured out somehow that this spirit's going to be running away. Like, I'm sorry, I would not be approaching anyone I see in an old, empty...
We are not the same.
No, we're not. No, we are not. Because I would be, okay, we're leaving right now.
Oh, I'd walk right up to it.
Absolutely not. No, absolutely not. You go do your thing. You can stand there. That's fine. I'm going to turn the other way. I'm going to run away. You chill. This is your space. You can do whatever you want. Just please don't touch me.
Well, because some people think, like, I guess some people thought it was, like, just a shadow, so they didn't really think anything of it. And then as they started getting closer, they just saw it start running.
He's just shy.
He's shy. Shy little ghost. He just has
social anxiety.
Social anxiety. Oh, no baby.
That's definitely not the worst one. But just, like, like, I imagine it running away, and I'm just like, nope.
No, because in my brain, like, I was like, he's so scared. Like, that's what my brain was like. He wants to see what's going on, but he's so scared.
Yeah.
This one you're going to like. Are you ready? Like, actually, you're going to like it. Pep the dog has been seen and heard throughout the prison.
I was going to ask if the dog was seen at all. Yes. I was going to ask about it. Literally, for the last guy, I was like, oh, he should go hang out with Pep. Like, that's, I was literally going to say that, but then I...
Yes.
Okay, continue.
So, during his life, he was given free will to do pretty much whatever he wanted, where he could go wherever he wanted in the prison. So, he does exactly that in the afterlife as well.
When the dog gets treated better than humans.
So, people will find him everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean...
That's... as he should.
I mean, dogs, like, attack cats. It happens. I'm sorry, like, that's literally not the worst fucking thing a dog can do.
Oh, no, no.
The governor was like, this dog attacked my wife's beloved cat. He should be put
sent
in
the jail.
Government, no, the governor literally sent the fucking dog to jail for attacking his wife's cat. The governor. So life. Dramatic. So,
aw, Pep.
Yeah, I figured I'd end that on, like, a lighter note.
Yeah.
So, Eastern State is now open for historical tours, as I mentioned earlier. They used to do a haunted house every Halloween season where the actors could interact with you, they could touch you, but due to COVID, they're no longer doing that, and I think that's going to be, like, a permanent thing that they're not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
However, they now do Halloween nights, which is a festival consisting of 4 scary haunted houses, a psychedelic walkthrough experience, 3 live performances, 4 themed bars and lounges, and 3 opportunities to tour the prison with narration by Steve Buscemi.
Yes! Why Steve Buscemi, though?
I don't fucking know.
Why did they choose him, of all people? I feel like he doesn't have that, like, you know what I mean? Like, his voice, it's a very distinct voice, but it's not a voice that I associate with, like, ooh, creepy, because, like, I think of Steve Buscemi, and it's just, like...
Well, it's not meant to be creepy because it's, like, a historical tour. They don't...
Oh, gotcha.
That's the thing, is they don't do...
That confuses me.
They don't do ghost tours at all. They don't do ghost tours because the guy who, like, runs it, he's like, I don't like that.
Oh.
He's so lame. He's like, it's not really cool. And I'm like, fuck you. It is cool.
Yeah, what's cool is learning about the prison system and how this prison in particular was awful.
Yeah, let me just sit here and fucking learn about how horrible our country was before I was even born. That's going to make me feel better.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Gives me a lot of hope, sir. All right. Well, at least he's got Steve Buscemi, though. I wonder what they had to do in order to get that to
happen. Because what they do is they give you, like, these little MP3 things with headphones like, walk around with it. That's the narration by Steve Buscemi.
So, imagine you're taking a tour through this freaking penitentiary. You're trying to learn the history of it, and Randall Boggs from Monsters, Inc. is narrating everything for you.
Stop! That is my hell. That is my fucking hell. I hate you. I don't know, like, I was trying to see if he played, like, Al Capone in anything, if that's why.
Oh,
but I don't See, why the fuck is Steve Buscemi narrating a tour of a prison?
Yeah.
He also and I played... found that on the prison website. That's not something I pulled out of my ass.
Yeah. He also played Templeton in Charlotte's Web.
Okay, thanks, Steve Buscemi.
Which is, I'm pretty sure, the rat. Imagine a rat narrating your
No, imagine tour. Randall from Monsters, Inc. narrating your prison tour. I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh my god. Anyway, I have to pee,
but
that
thing like where I came from or so help me.
Yeah.
So help me. So help me.
I'm
okay,
signing
sorry,
off because
yeah.
I'm going to piss myself.
All right.
I feel like I say that at the end of every fucking episode.
Every single episode? Yeah. That's like the main reason why we have to end our podcast most of the time.
Because one of us has to pee. It's usually me because I drink more water than you.
You definitely do. I'm a very dehydrated son of a gun. All right, so I'll try to end this really quickly because okay. This is my job now. So you can find us on Instagram at yourworstnightmaretcp. We post memes sometimes. You can
yeah.
Find
speaking
us
of
on
the Instagram,
Twitter.
I'm like really trying. I'm struggling, but I think what I'm gonna do is just try to find like Bob's Burgers quotes that connect with the podcast. Speaking of which, we did not use. Uh oh.
What just happened?
I broke everything.
Uh-oh.
I fixed it. What I was saying is we did not use a single Bob's Burgers quote today, and I'm really disappointed.
I know. You would have thought that
I'll find something to
found
compare
something.
It with.
So that's what you're doing on the Instagram now to motivate you to use it more?
Yes.
Okay. You can find us on Twitter at NightmareTCP. I tweet on there sometimes. For the most part, I'm pretty active on Twitter, not entirely on that Twitter account, but if you send a message on there, I'll definitely see it. You can also email us at yourworstnightmaretcp@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. We would love to hear if you've had any experiences or if you have any case suggestions. Please let us know. If you would like to support us in a way that is more than just listening in and following us and, you know, all that good stuff, you can subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/yourworstnightmaretcp. You can be a is it still Mothman's Baddies?
It is. Also yeah, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple.
Oh yes.
Because that helps us a lot. More than you will ever know.
And we appreciate you very much. Thank you to everyone who has rated and left reviews, especially of the podcast. Mm-hmm. You know who you are. Thank you for that. And I think that's it, right?
Yes. Yes.
Thanks, Mom. For
thanks, Mom.
Being great. Love you.
Audrey's about to piss her pants, so I'm gonna go. I love you guys. I love you, Eddie. And
I love you too, Audrey. Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.